I'm a little bit conscious of the time. I'm sure there's so much more that we could talk about, but should we perhaps wind up here? There is so much more to ask you, Michael O'Brien, but well, thank you very much anyway
that's
for the
pleasure.
Time being, for talking to us.
Yes. If there's anything that anybody... I don't know if this time is the time for me to answer any questions that anybody would like to ask. Anything that we made.
And so absolutely anything.
It was quite remarkable. Yeah. It was quite remarkable. Anything that we made. You know, we might make a whole lot of teapots and they'd all sell. Or we might make a whole lot of casseroles and they'd all sell.
So people didn't get more excited about any one shape.
They
were just taking it all in.
The people who bought, yes. Eventually, we started to send stuff away to Kaduna and to Ibadan. And there were, you know, we had we had occasional exhibitions in both Kaduna and Ibadan, and they had actually a remarkable effect. On both occasions, they were televised, and you know, this had a remarkable effect on the Nigerian public. Because I can remember, I mean, the ministry used to treat Abuja pottery as an object of extreme embarrassment. And, you know, sometimes somebody once complained that the pottery hadn't been, you know, whitewashed and so on and so forth, you see. And I didn't know about it, and I didn't realize that I was expected to write a great long letter and say, oh, yes, this and this and this and this. But I had just sort of, I just left it, you see. And so they always felt that the pottery was something that they really didn't want to know about. But after those two exhibitions, you know, people were really interested. And, you know, and I mean, it had a very unfortunate result, because it was that caused all those beautiful buildings of Michael's to be destroyed. And they said, we must have, because they suddenly realized, the ministry suddenly realized that they got an asset, you see. We must have appropriate buildings. So I was told to design buildings. So that extraordinary round building with its arches and its fountain in the middle, that was actually my brainchild. And I designed all the pottery buildings to be built of brick. But that was too much for the ministry. And finally, they built it out of cement blocks, which they then painted pink to make it look like brick, with yellow lines on it, 9 inches apart, of course, to represent the cement. And it looked absolutely hideous. But I'm glad to say that it hadn't reached that stage by the time that Michael got there.
Thank you.